It's Tuesday, November 22nd. Today, ad dollars are flowing to Meta this Black Friday. Twitter fires most of its ad reps. Tumblr's move could be a new start for the platform. Decarbonizing advertising. YouTube adds a new social engagement tool. And I'm back from holiday, and I brought all of you a present. COVID! More on that later. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Well, it looks like Meta will still get the biggest piece of the ad spend pie this coming American Thanksgiving. Digiday's got a great piece up today looking at how marketers and agencies are spending their ad budgets for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. According to agency executives, Facebook is receiving between 70 to 85% of those ad budgets. But this year, they're also testing ads on TikTok more, with roughly a tenth of their budgets dedicated to Meta's competitor and the rest to Google and YouTube. But agency executives noted that TikTok spend is still focused on brand awareness rather than performance marketing because performance dollars haven't proved effective on the platform yet. As a result, clients are prioritizing Meta for their performance-based Q4 campaigns. Nevertheless, the executives polled added that TikTok's rise does have advertisers and brands looking to capitalize on its popularity this season. Apart from the little slice of ad budget allocated to TikTok, the piece suggests there's more focus on performance marketing right now after early sales windows failed to get people to shop. According to the COO of Publicis Commerce, quote, so far, traction for Black Friday, Cyber Monday has not been as booming as expected, partly because consumers are anxious and want to get the best deals. People are sitting on things, hoping prices will drop and looking for great deals that inspire purchase, unquote. Even though early sales didn't perform as some had anticipated ahead of Black Friday marketing season, agency executives expect the trend to continue. Elon Musk announced more layoffs at Twitter yesterday. This time, those layoffs are affecting something close to our heart as digital marketers, ad reps. Last week, he fired Robin Wheeler, the company's head of ad sales, after she refused to provide a list of ad reps to fire. Twitter's head of U.S. content partnerships also left the company last Friday, as did the vice president of partnerships. This comes after hundreds of employees reportedly quit last week when Musk asked workers to commit to his more hardcore version of Twitter, or leave. The company has now lost nearly 5,000 employees since the takeover. And if you're wondering how, you know, brand safety, content moderation, all those things are going to work on Twitter, spoiler alert, it's not looking good. An editor at The Verge recently tweeted what Elon Musk said at an employee Q&A about his planned moderation council, quote, this is an advisory council. I will hear what they have to say, and I will either agree with it or I won't. Remember Tumblr? Well, it may soon be moving away from being a niche blogging site, the platform announcing it will soon support ActivityPub, the decentralized social networking protocol that already powers social networking services like Mastodon, the Instagram clone PixelFed, and the YouTube clone PeerTube. Now, I know all of this is a little confusing, but think about it this way. Imagine the heads of all of the social platforms got together. Meta, TikTok, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And they all agreed to let anyone on their platforms follow users of the other platforms. So you could follow someone's Instagram account through your Twitter feed. Or whenever someone posts a YouTube video, it would pop up on your Facebook feed. Or someone uploads a YouTube short, it shows up on your TikTok For You feed, meaning you could follow anyone without needing a separate account on each platform. That is what ActivityPub does. I follow a bunch of photographers on PixelFed, which is basically an open source Instagram, but their photos come in through my Mastodon Twitter-like account. Quoting TechCrunch, this is the opposite approach of today's walled garden social networks, where a post on one platform can't be viewed by those on others, unless you re-upload or repost the content directly, or share a link to the other site where the content can be found. If Tumblr were to add ActivityPub support, it would mean users on Mastodon could follow Tumblr users' posts from their own Mastodon community without having to use the Tumblr app, unquote. This news was made public in response to a Twitter user's criticism of Mastodon's complexity, to which Tumblr's parent company CEO replied, come to Tumblr. We'll add ActivityPub for interconnect. Don't stress.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With more brands looking to reduce their carbon footprint, IPG Media Brands recently announced a partnership with data company Scope 3 to improve how the media buying agency measures and reduces emissions from digital advertising. With Scope 3, the agency expects to gain greater insights into the emissions impact of its digital ad initiatives, including end-to-end emissions data. Through the partnerships, Media Brands will offer clients emissions measurement, compensation, and reduction capabilities. The agency also gives clients access to Scope 3's green media products, which use emissions data to factor the cost of carbon into the price of advertising and provide a measurable path to carbon neutral campaign activations. And finally, YouTube is testing a couple of new features within community posts. Those are a social media style update feature on channels with over 500 subscribers. It's usually under the community tab. So first, it is expanding features for image posts on iOS, including filters, texts, and stickers. This feature is already available on Android. Now it will roll out to a small percentage of creators for now who use iOS devices and have their community tab enabled. And YouTube is also adding quizzes as another community posting option. Brands and accounts and creators in the test group will be able to create quizzes the same way as other kinds of community posts. Both tests are now live with those select users. So, yeah, we have it. Finally, my wife and I just a couple of weeks ago were gloating about how great we were that we never got COVID during the big waves. And so, I mean, to be fair, we don't leave the house. So, I mean, there's that. But yeah, so we went on a cruise to the Caribbean last week. A cruise which, by the way, you had to be fully vaccinated with boosters to even get on the boat. But yeah, I don't know, 4,000 people wandering around, I guess you're bound to get it that way, which we did. I got it on day three. You know, funny thing, they don't sell cold meds on cruise ships anymore. Well, they kind of do, but you have to go to the doctor. They don't just sell them anymore in the gift stands, the gift stores and so on, because I think they're thinking, you know, if you've got symptoms, they want to test you. So also, you may have noticed kind of a strange sound in the background of some of the stories today. That is because the fan, which is above me, which I usually turn off when I'm recording, stayed on today because I have a fever and it is helping a lot. So my apologies if the audio quality was a bit weird. Thanks for listening. I'm Todd Maffin. God willing, see you tomorrow.
A virus is spreading. It's just a matter of time. They call it corona, but it's not sublime. Now we all sit at home in uncertainty. But I've got a plan to survive this quarantine. To help forget about our worries. Yeah, let's all have a drink. Let's make it vacation at home. We have booze but solace while we're hiding from the virus. So let's all have a drink. Just drink at home. Now we're on lockdown inside our own homes. All sports have been cancelled. The bars are all closed. Puzzles, watched all the Netflix, but we still have our health, so celebrate not getting sick. Let's all have a drink to help forget about our worries. Yeah, let's all have a drink. Let's make it vacation at home. We have booze for solace while we're hiding from the virus. So let's all have a drink. Just drink at home.
other straight lost it. They're starting to hoard all kinds of crazy shit. The stores are out of TP, but no need to fear. One essential that's still in stock is beer. So let's all have a drink to help forget about our worries. Yeah, let's all have a drink. Let's make it vacation at home. We have booze for solace while we're hiding from the virus. So let's all have a drink. Just drink at home. Yeah, let's all have a drink to help forget about our worries. Yeah, let's all have a drink. Don't touch your face and wash your hands. And if you're feeling too alone, use Portal, Skype, FaceTime, the phone, so you can have a drink or two or five with your friends. Let's all have a drink to help forget about our worries. Yeah, let's all have a drink. Let's make it vacation at home. We have booze for solace while we're hiding from the virus. So let's all have a drink. Just drink at home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.